USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump and First Lady Melania leaving India after a whirlwind two-day visit. The president at a news conference discussing things like a possible trade deal with India soon.
They really like us, and I think they like us more now than they've ever liked us, frankly. We have a really great relationship between the prime minister and myself.
The president also is saying that coronavirus is, in his words, very well under control in our country. Meanwhile, officials confirm that Iran's deputy health minister has tested positive for that rapidly spreading virus. Harvey Weinstein's lawyers say they plan to appeal after the former movie executive was convicted in New York City yesterday of rape and committing a criminal sexual act. Former Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak has died. He was 91. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're thinking about life insurance from low-cost term to business or estate coverage or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today, 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830, 877-439-8830. AccuQuote, call them today.
Rates, policy points, and availability vary by state.
Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders is leading the pack in South Carolina, according to the polls there, as that state will be hosting a debate with the candidates tonight and then its primary on Saturday. Meanwhile, last night on a CNN town hall, Sanders was doubling down on comments he made on CBS's 60 Minutes on Sunday about Fidel Castro, when he had said it was unfair to simply say everything in Cuba is bad. He was asked to respond to the Democratic lawmakers who have since said nothing should be said about Castro.
I have been extremely consistent and critical of all authoritarian regimes all over the world, including Cuba, including Nicaragua, including Saudi Arabia, including China, including Russia.
Millions of folks in the Midwest and Northeast having to contend with heavy snow and miserable travel conditions this week. From the Midwest into the central Great Lakes region, 6 to 12 inches could fall. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
The U.S. and South Korea are looking into possibly rolling back military training drills because of the coronavirus. Secretary of Defense Mark Esper says training may have to be toned down as that disease has spread to South Korea, and it's spreading across that nation quickly. South Korea's military revealing more than a dozen soldiers have been diagnosed with it. Hundreds of people in the country contracting the virus. 8 people there have died of it. Another player in the college admissions scandal is going to prison. Former University of Texas men's tennis coach Michael Center was sentenced yesterday to 6 months in prison and ordered to pay $60,000. Prosecutors say the 55-year-old agreed to accept a $100,000 bribe in exchange for marking an applicant, as a recruited student athlete at the Austin school. The student was even given a scholarship to cover his books despite never having played tennis competitively at all. And Mardi Gras celebrations are underway in New Orleans because it's Fat Tuesday, and parades are being held across that metro area, rolling from this morning until late tonight. The earliest parade of the day is the Zulu Parade with its elaborate costumes and coveted coconuts that are tossed to the crowds. Of course, after that, the parades will end tonight as Lent begins tomorrow. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.